out of control. It went out.
We will call the Thursday, June 24th edition of the Lake Mead Public Safety Subcommittee to order, and we'll tap in a work session on House Bill 2319 relating to unlawful financial transactions. Do we have a staff report?
Well, Chair, welcome, committee members. This bill is the bill that creates two crimes, the Class B felony for laundering a monetary instrument and a crime of engaging in monetary transaction in property derived from unlawful activities, a Class C felony. Came to this committee from the House Judiciary Committee on Criminal Law, where it passed out by unanimous vote. It has a fiscal impact of approximately $118,000. This amount has been included in the full chair's budget, and their recommendation, as well as LFO's, is that this amount of money, since it's primarily related to prison debt impact, that it be appropriated to the emergency board for allocation to the Department of Corrections based on its need for prison population management needs after the April 2000 forecast. I place before you a cover memo which tells you about that amendment to the bill that would be necessary in order to make that change, and there are no other recommended changes at this time.
This term. Senator Hannah?
I would move the LFO recommendations to House Bill 2319, including the referral of the $117,884 general fund to set aside in the E fund
for allocation to the department after the April 2000 prison population forecast. Thank you, Senator. Any discussions on the motion? Representative Trader?
Question about, I mean, there's fines and stuff in here. Doesn't that offset some of these costs?
Chair Westman and Representative Trader, there is a potential, the Division Department identified potential revenue from fines and bail forfeitures from somewhere in the range of $10,000 to $50,000. And so, yes, there is potential that general fund revenue is an assessment account revenue, of which about half of it accrues to the general fund, could be used to offset the cost of it.
And that's why we're referring it to the E-Board as opposed to making a specific appropriation to the department. Hopefully it won't have to be used, but it does. It's certainly there. It has been a small issue of discussion with the governor's office. I'd say small would be appropriate. Adjective there.
Okay, we have a motion to accept the legislative fiscal recommendations regarding Health Bill 2319. Any further discussion? Any objections? Recommendations are accepted.
Mr. Chair, I would move Health Bill 2319 as amended by the committee to the full Ways and Means Committee, where they do pass recommendations.
Senator Hannah's moved House Bill 2319 to the full committee with a two-pass recommendation. Any discussion? Representative Korzynski?
Just a question for staff regarding the fiscal 2001 to 2003 shows about $300,000, $311,000. Is that what we figure once this is up and we're funding it for a full biennium, and what the cost will be compared to the amount we just set aside for this next biennium?
Chair Westman and Representative Zanansky, that is a full biennial impact with roll-up costs. The fiscal assumed that there would be about 6 felony convictions per year. In some of those sentences, two of them are assumed to result in about 24-month sentences, and one with a 48-month sentence. So there is some cumulative roll-up impact. So yes, that's the full biennial impact. And that would be reflected in the prison population forecast as well as the community corrections forecast for next biennium.
Mr. Chair, one other question, if I could. Regarding the new biennium, 1999-01, that I would assume is based on what we anticipate being a closing date for the session, 90 days after that, and we'll take that in. So if for some reason we seem to be here in October or November, that cost would be a little bit less.
I was looking to see if I had any questions.
Kidding, right?
sometimes.
We have Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh,
we have Thanksgiving dinner yesterday in the 10-11.
And our office is creating Christmas music for this. Chef's got roasting on an open
table. All right, well, before this disintegrates too far, we have a motion on the table, and we're in discussion portion of completing that motion, but I seriously want to say, for the record, that we are honored to have Karen Minnis on our committee, and that Karen has brought us this bill, and that after repeated attempts by her husband, Representative John Minnis, who unsuccessfully was not able to navigate the wily waters of the Oregon legislature, Karen Minnis, who now serves in John's seat, while John is home doing laundry, Karen Minnis has brought us successfully the money laundering bill.
Hear, hear.
Any further discussion?
Anti-money laundering.
Any objections to this bill?
Get that tape for
the motion carries. House Bill 2319 is moved to the full committee with a two-pass recommendation. It is a House bill. Karen Minnis, I am certain that I want to carry this on the House or on
the floor. It's been on the floor.
On the floor?
It's been typical.
And, oh, we're just doing the fiscal. And so you should carry the full ways. Has this been to the Senate? Let's give this to Senator Tim. He needs some.
Okay, you know,
or
have some money to launder here. $1 million bill is just given to me. I'm always wondering if he feels $1 million in my hand.
That's true.
Could you pass that down?
That's true. I just want to point out that $1 million bill looks a little stiff, so it does need to take the starch off it.
Yes, take the photo card.
Unless one of you distinguished. Senator Tim. We are adjourned. Thank you for accommodating our somewhat sporadic, jerky schedule today. Yeah.